Nsemmilkom jena Akida Mikoli, intikom merħba għal-programm Aħna l-Europa fuq Campus FM, imtella mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Dar l-Europa fit-triq San Pawl il-Belt. Il-programm tal-lum kontrarju għall-ewwel żewġ programmi mhux se jiffoka fuq tema waħda. Minħabba li issa kull ma jmur ninsabu kważi lejn tmiem Ottubru l-aġenda l-programm ta' ħidma tal-istituzzjonijiet ewlenin tal-Unjoni Ewropea, speċjalment il-Kummissjoni u l-Parlament, il-programm ta' ħidma jkun għaddej ġmielu u fil-fatt f'dan il-perjodu jkun hemm ħafna xogħol li jkun għaddej u li sa ċertu punt għajla nagħtu każ bir-rutina u l-ħajja maġra ta' kuljum u għal daqstant f'dawn il-ftit minuti li għandna flimkien se nippruvaw nagħtu ħarsa lejn x'inhi tagħmel l-Unjoni Ewropea b'mod speċifiku l-Kummissjoni Ewropea fuq l-kwistjonijiet relatati mat-tilqim il-li mira kienet li l-Unjoni Ewropea tilħaq il-75% tal-popolazzjoni adulta li tkun imlaqma kontra l-Covid sa dan il-perjodu. Dik il-mira il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea von der Leyen ħabret li ntlaħqet iżda issa l-Unjoni Ewropea se tikkontribwixxi għall-mira oħra globali biex anke l-pajjiżi inqas żviluppati, pajjiżi foqra li qed isibu sfida kbira biex ilaqmu lill-popolazzjonijiet tagħhom dawn ukoll ikunu mejjuna biex jirċievu l-kunsinni ta' tilqim li għandhom bżonn fosthom b'lajnuna tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Se nitkellmu wkoll dwar il-premju li jingħata għall-ewwel darba mill-Parlament Ewropew, il-premju Defni Caruana Galizja għall-ġurnaliżmu. Kien hemm 200 sottomissjoni u minn dawn il-proġett rebbieħ jismu Pegasus, koordinat mill-konsorzju Forbidden Stories, 80 ġurnalist li ikkollaboraw flimkien biex jikxfu din ix-xibka ta' tagħmir teknoloġiku malizzjuż ħafna li jiġi installat fil-mobile tagħna mingħajr biss ma nkunu nafu u mingħajr ma nagħtu l-approvazzjoni tagħna, dawn il-ġurnalisti rnexxilhom jiskopru kif jaħdem dan il-programm u anke jiskopru ant min kien installat u b'din l-investigazzjoni intensiva, perikoluża u li dam meta għaddejja għexxur rnexxilhom jiġu premjati minn panel indipendenti tal-Parlament Ewropew. Dik hija għall-aħħar parti tal-programm. Imma din il-ġimgħa fi Strasburgu l-Europarlamentari iltaqgħu għall-sessjoni plenarja u matula kien hemm dibattitu mhux tas-soltu bejn il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen u il-Prim Ministru tal-Polonja li ġie mistieden imur Strasburgu biex jispjega aħjar x'inhu jagħmel pajjiżu biex iħares tassew is-saltna ta' dritt, il-valur fundamentali tal-Unjoni Ewropea li l-Unjoni Ewropea issedda u tagħt importanza kbira u li fil-fema tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea il-Polonja mhux qed tagħmel biżejjed, anzi qed timmina dan il-valur fundamentali speċjalment wara d-deċiżjoni riċenti tal-Qorti Kostituzzjonali fil-Polonja. Il-Qorti Kostituzzjonali fil-Polonja li hemmhekk hija magħrufa bħala t-Tribunal Kostituzzjonali, iddeċidiet li l-qorti nazzjonali, anzi l-liġijiet nazzjonali, ġifiri l-liġijiet tal-Polonja, juhdu preċedenza għandhom aktar saħħa legali, peace legali, minn dawk tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Xi ħaġa li l-Unjoni Ewropea qed tikkunsidra bħala sfida minnaħa tal-autoritajiet anka ġudizzjarji pollakki fil-konfront tal-Unjoni Ewropea u għal daqstant f'dawn il-jiem il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea reġat fakret lil Polonja għaliex fl-ewwel ta' Mejju 2004 flimkien ma' Malta u tmien pajjiżi oħrajn issieħbet fl-Unjoni Ewropea kienet għażla ħilsa ta' dawn il-pajjiżi li jissieħbu iżda daqstant ieħor kienu qed jagħmlu garanzija lilhom infushom u anke lill-awtoritajiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea li se jkunu qed jirrispettaw l-obbligi li ġġib magħha s-sħubija tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Fosthom li l-awtoritajiet u ċittadini fil-Polonja u f'kull pajjiż ieħor membru jirrispettaw il-valuri u l-prinċipji fundamentali tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Ħansegu x'qalet il-President tal-Kummissjoni waqt dan id-dibattitu.
Almost 40 years ago, in December 1981, the communist regime in Poland imposed martial law. Many members of Solidarność, the independent trade union of other groups, were put in jail simply because they stood up for their rights. The people of Poland wanted democracy, like millions of other Europeans from Budapest to Tallinn to East Berlin. They wanted the freedom to choose their government. They wanted free speech and free media. They wanted an end to corruption. And they wanted independent courts to protect their rights. The people of Central and Eastern Europe wanted to join the European family of free people, a strong community of values and democracy. Because that's what Europe is about, and that is what Europe stands for. And honorable members, the recent ruling of the Polish Constitutional Court puts much of it into question. We have been concerned about the independence of the judiciary for some time. Judges have seen their immunity being lifted and have been driven out of office without justification. And this threatens judicial independence, which is a basic pillar of the rule of law. We have taken a number of measures. We continue to have a regular dialogue. But unfortunately, the situation has worsened. And this is not only the Commission's opinion. This is what has been confirmed by the European Court of Justice and the European Court of Human Rights. And now this has culminated in the most recent ruling of the Polish Constitutional Court. Honourable members, the European Commission is, at the moment, carefully assessing this judgment. But I can already tell you today, I am deeply concerned. This ruling calls into question the foundations of the European Union. It is a direct challenge to the unity of the European legal order. Only a common legal order provides equal rights, legal certainty, mutual trust between member states, and therefore common policies. This is the first time ever that a court of a member state finds that the EU treaties are incompatible with the national constitution. And this has serious consequences for the Polish people, because the ruling has a direct impact on the protection of the judiciary. The ruling undermines the protection of the judicial independence as guaranteed by Article 19 of the treaty and as interpreted by the European Court of Justice. Without independent courts, people have less protection and consequently their rights are at stake.
Minn dawk il-kummenti tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen waqt dan id-dibattitu tajjeb natuħarsa fuq lejn x'qal kif irreaġixxa l-Prim-Ministru tal-Polonja għall-kritika li tissir fil-konfront ta' pajjiżu. Mateusz Morawiecki, li huwa l-Prim-Ministru Pollak, allega diskriminazzjoni kontra l-Polonja u akkuża li l-pajjiżi l-oħrajn tal-Unjoni Ewropea li qed ikunu selettivi ħafna fil-mod ta' kif jaraw lill-prinċipji fundamentali tal-Unjoni Ewropea qed jidħlu fis-seħħ u qed jiġu applikati fil-pajjiżi l-oħrajn, f'dan il-każ fil-Polonja. U allega wkoll li qed ikunu selettivi wkoll fl-infurzar tar-regoli tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Insista li Tribunal Kostituzzjonali tal-Polonja d-deċiżjoni li ħa m'għandix għalfejn tħasseb lill-Unjoni Ewropea u akkuża lill-istess Unjoni li qed tipprova tkun awtoritarja żejjed u qal li qed tipprova toħloq stat supranazzjonali mingħajr l-approvazzjoni tal-istati membri l-oħrajn. U qal li l-ogħla liġi tal-Unjoni Ewropea hija l-Kostituzzjoni ta' kull pajjiż membru. Dan kien kliem Mateusz Morawiecki, konvinti li id-diskussjoni dwar is-saltna ta' dritt l-applikazzjoni tal-liġijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea fil-Polonja u anka f'pajjiżi oħrajn żgur li se tkompli tkun fuq l-Aġenda Ewropea għal-ġimgħat u x-xhur li ġejjin, ma tajjeb li għalissa nħallu fil-ġenb dan id-dibattitu u nitkellmu dwar sfida oħra li għandha l-Unjoni Ewropea bħalissa, iż-żieda fil-prezzijiet tal-enerġija, speċjalment tal-gass naturali li bejn wieħed u ieħor jikkontribwixxi għal madwar 40% tal-enerġija kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea. U f'dawn l-aħħar ftit jiem il-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea l-aktar dawk li jiddependu mill-gass naturali kienu qed jesperjenzaw żieda sinifikanti ħafna fil-prezzijiet tal-gass. Kien hemm min kummenta anke il-kap tal-politika barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea, il-Kummissarju Josep Borrell, li jakkuża lir-Russja li qed tipprova tuża il-gass naturali bħala għodda ġeopolitika biex tipprova timmina lill-Unjoni Ewropea. Għaliex f'ċertu sitwazzjonijiet il-prezzijiet tal-enerġija fost oħrajn fl-Olanda il-gass żdied b'aktar minn 400% kontrarju għall-prezzijiet li l-Olandiżi kienu qed iħallsu aktar kmieni din is-sena. Jiġifieri s-sitwazzjoni miesa bi ħaxejn fir-rigward tal-prezzijiet tal-enerġija, imma f'dawn l-aħħar jiem il-Kummissjoni Ewropea tat speċi ta' pariri x'għandhom jagħmlu l-istati membri u din is-sitwazzjoni pjuttost inkwetanti. Se nsegwu x'qalet il-Kummissarju Ewropew responsabbli mill-enerġija Kadri Simpson.
I will present before the end of the year a comprehensive legislative package to decarbonize our gas and hydrogen markets by 2050. As part of this package, we will be addressing two topics that are especially relevant in today's context. First, security of supply and storage. Today, gas storage is not available everywhere in the EU, and a more integrated European approach could potentially optimize costs and protect against price volatility. We will look into issues like making access to storage easier and ensure that storage capacities are optimally used. Second, we will explore the potential benefits and design of voluntary joint procurement of reserve gas stocks in line with energy market regulation and the EU competition rules. Finally, the only long-term remedy against demand shocks and price volatility is a transition to a green and more efficient energy system based on mostly local sources. Wind and solar have continued to provide the most affordable electricity on the market throughout the crisis.
Fil-bidunet tal-programm semmejna it-tilqim. L-Unjoni Ewropea jidher li b'xi mod qed tirkupra mill-effetti tal-pandemija anke riżultat tal-programm effiċjenti ħafna tat-tilqim fl-istati membri kollha, speċjalment f'Malta. Malta kif nafu l-programm tat-tilqim huwa straordinarju mqabel mal-pajjiżi l-oħrajn. Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea issa qed titfa' l-attenzjoni tagħha lill-kumplament tal-pajjiżi fid-dinja u koll sassena diħla jirnexxilhom jilħqu il-mira li laħqet l-Unjoni Ewropea din is-sena li 75% tal-popolazzjoni adulta tkun imlaqma kontra il-Covid. Ħanaraw eżatt x'qalet dwar dan il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea anke wara taħdidiet li kellha mal-President Amerikan Joe Biden.
We delivered around 87 million doses to the low and middle income countries through COVAX. So we made good on our promise. We have always shared our vaccination production and capacity fairly with the rest of the world. We've said that at least every second dose is produced in the European Union will go abroad, and we have reached that with this important milestone of exporting 1 billion doses of vaccines to the world, while also delivering in parallel to the European citizens. The European Union has achieved within the European Union now the goal to have more than 75% of the adult population fully vaccinated. But we remained open during all this time. We continued to export even when the vaccines were scarce here in the European Union, because we know and we knew that we will only beat COVID-19, the pandemic, if we vaccinate the whole world. Therefore, together with President Biden, we aim for a global vaccination rate of 70% by next year. The EU-US agenda for beating the global pandemic will help to achieve that. The European Union is doing its part. On top of our experts, we will donate at least 500 million doses of vaccines to the most vulnerable countries. But we know that other countries also have to step up. So I will work closely with Prime Minister Draghi and President Biden to rally G20 leaders next week at the summit in Rome behind this very ambitious goal. That's the only way to beat the pandemic. Thank you.
U kif semejna fil-bidunet tal-programm għal din l-aħħar parti preparajt servizz partikolari dwar il-premju Defni Caruana Galizja għal-ġurnalizmu 2021. Il-Parlament Ewropew kien ħadd deċiżjoni li mhux biss jirrikonoxxi lill-ġurnalista Maltija u minn barra sala li semma għaliha fi Strasburgu is-sala tal-aħbarijiet issa anka dedika dan il-premju li jirrikonoxxi l-isforzi straordinari li għamlu l-ġurnalisti fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Fil-missjoni tagħhom li fost oħrajn jinvestigaw stejjer li fost oħrajn ikunu qed jimminaw id-demokrazija li xeklu l-libertajiet ta' kull ċittadin fl-Unjoni Ewropea. U ċerimonja tal-premjazzjoni tal-ewwel edizzjoni saret il-ħamis 14 ta' Ottubru. F'dan is-servizz se nsegwu fost oħrajn il-kummenti tal-President tal-Parlament Ewropew David Sassoli, tal-Europarlamentari fostom il-Finlandiża Ħajda Hautala u l-Europarlamentari Malti David Kazza li huwa wkoll kwestur tal-Parlament u anke kummenti fost oħrajn ta' tnejn mill-ġurnalisti li ħadmu fuq il-proġett Pegasus. Ħana raw iżgħar x'inhu dan il-proġett rebbieħ. U b'dan is-servizz niġu fit-tmiem aħna l-Ewropa u namlu appuntament tal-makom għal bħallum ġimgħa fl-istessin.
Welcome to the award ceremony of the Daphne Caruana Galizia Prize for Journalism, the very first edition of this prize.
L-ewwel edizzjoni tal-premju Daphne Caruana Galizia għal-ġurnalizmu intrebħet mill-ġurnalisti mill-proġett Pegasus, ikkoordinat mill-konsorzju Forbidden Stories.
80 people who believe in that way of reporting and telling the truth when democracy is under attack, when democracy is at risk. And this is what we did with the Pegasus project.
Lejlet ir-raba' anniversarju mill-qtil ta' Daphne Caruana Galizia fil-Parlament Ewropew fi Brussell saret il-premjazzjoni ta' trefew lir-rebbieħ li sar mill-iskultur Malti Noel Galia Bejzen fil-preżenza fost oħrajn ta' tnejn mit-tlet uliet ta' Daphne Caruana Galizia, Andrew u Matthew. Il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew fetaħ iċ-ċerimonja.
L-assassinio di Daphne Caruana Galizia è stato un momento di svolta per il giornalismo europeo, per la nostra politica, per le nostre società, perché ha toccato il nucleo stesso della nostra identità europea.
B'dan il-ħsieb bejn l-aħħar ġimgħa ta' Ġunju u l-ewwel ta' Settembru li għadda, il-Parlament Ewropew laqa' l-istejjer tal-ġurnalisti Ewropej biex jiġu ġġudikati minn panel indipendenti tal-Parlament stess. Pegasus kien għodda teknoloġika ġdida mill-aktar malizzjuża maħsuba biex issikket lill-ġurnalisti u l-kritiċi ta' min ikun qed jabbuża mill-poter.
The Pegasus project was a massive international and cross-border investigation involving 80 reporters from 16 news organizations with the participation of Amnesty International Security Lab. And all of us, we were investigating the misuse of this spyware called Pegasus against human rights defenders, journalists, political opponents, head of states in many countries. So we received this award for that collaborative effort, and this investigation was about this threats against democracies with that kind of use of spyware.
Proġett li wera kif klijenti ta' kumpaniji Izraeljana kellhom aċċess għal 50,000 numru ta' telefon ta' individu f'aktar minn 50 pajjiż differenti. U dan il-programm Pegasus u perikolus ħafna li xista jiġi installat skull mobile mingħajr autorizzazzjoni tas-sis tal-mobile.
We knew that this was a very dangerous project, but very important project to work on. And we knew that this could not be possible for a small team of journalists, and that collaboration makes really sense when you get that kind of information.
Il-proġett Pegasus huwa koordinat mill-konsorzju Forbidden Stories, 30 organizzazzjoni tal-aħbarijiet minn madwar id-dinja, fosthom waħda minn Malta, it-Times of Malta, li jinaqdu flimkien għandhom miġbura fiħdanhom madwar 100 ġurnalist li komplow jinvestigaw wara l-qtil ta' Defni Caruana Galizia hawnhekk 4 snin ilu l-istejjer ta' ġurnalisti maqtula medda jew li qegħdin il-ħabs.
When we were working on those journalists, we had also always in mind the example of Daphne, and it was the first project I followed when I was not part of the Forbidden Stories, and it was the most inspiring project I've seen.
Provajna dan il-premju għad onor Daphne Caruana Galizia, imma b'dan il-premju bħala Parlament Ewropew mhux biss qed nibagħtu messaġġ li rridu ġustizzja fil-każ tal-qtil ta' Daphne Caruana Galizia, imma qed nibagħtu messaġġ akbar lill-ġurnalisti ta' madwar l-Europa kollha.
Proteggere e sostenere i giornalisti è nell'interesse vitale delle società democratiche. Il Parlamento europeo è sempre stato in prima linea su questo, se vogliamo continuare ad essere.
Din kienet l-ewwel darba li nata l-premju Daphne Caruana Galizia għal-ġurnalizmu mill-Parlament Ewropew. Deċiżjoni li kien ħalura l-2019 u għall-ewwel edizzjoni ħadu sem 200 sottomissjoni mis-27 pajjiż membru tal-Unjoni Ewropea. L-għana ulini tal-premju huwa li jippromuovi u jiddefendi d-drittijiet u l-valuri fundamentali tal-Unjoni Ewropea bħad-demokrazija, libertà, l-ġustizzja, drittijiet tal-bniedem u dak kollu li jsawwar il-valuri u l-prinċipju fundamentali tal-Unjoni Ewropea.
So there are these brave journalists, and we of course want to protect them because we believe that they do important work to protect our democracies and rule of law, but they should also not have the feeling that they are alone, that they need support. And we as Parliament are very dedicated to press freedom and rule of law, fundamental rights.
L-ewwel darba ġurnalista Maltija qed tiġi rikonoxxuta permezz ta' unur li se jiqpa' jingħata kull sena. Il-Parlament Ewropew mhux biss semma s-sala tal-konferenzi tal-aħbarijiet fi Strasburgu għal Daphne Caruana Galizia, imma iddedika wkoll premju li jirrikonoxxi l-ħidma tal-ġurnalisti madwar l-Ewropa kollha.
We want to protect democracies and we need to do that. Journalists can play their role, but the EU needs to play their role and having much more accountability, much more transparency. And only if we all do that we can do our work and we can work for the public interest. So thank you so much again. Thank you.